Well, this is Tom Miller. Good morning. The latest on the fire. The owner, the Dennis brothers, have stated that their intentions are to file, file with the HOA insurance policy, a claim. I stated back to him that, you know, we disavow any responsibility for the fire because of the cause of the fire, and that our HOA covers the common element. So he's demanding that we give up our policy to him. My response was, well, as an owner, he has a right to information, and referred him to our officer for insurance, Elaine Shropshire. We have in receipt of the Forest Acres Police, and he was a convicted felon, also had guns in there, which he's not allowed to have, and was charged with that charge. And he also, there was methamphetamine present. He also is an employee of the owners. So, me, Elaine, and David have talked this over, and we want to have a chat with you and get your side of this. My position is, our insurance policy covers our common element. Any claims made by a homeowner would be denied if it were left to me. So now we get into the part where you come in with knowledge of the policy and what it covers. So I do have done some research on the master deed, and of course, David is always an advocate for the defense. He has read a section of it that is interesting. It's a procedural thing, but anyway, please give me a call back if you get in the office in the next few minutes, and 'cause I'm going down to the fire department and obtain a copy of the fire report. The owner says the cause of the fire is irrelevant, which I don't agree with. Okay, Tom Miller, 787-9508. I hope you're coming in the office. If you're not, I can understand why. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.